Good morning, 6:38, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Malcolm Thomas is the superintendent of Escambia County Schools. I wish we could have Malcolm on, like, just for ordinary good news, but this year we've been a little short in that category. We've been pretty much from one crisis to the next of various sorts. Superintendent, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you announced yesterday that Escambia schools are going to be closed at least today and tomorrow, but you sounded very optimistic that this week we would be opening. Is that right?
Absolutely. I think we've made a lot of progress over the last few days. Now, you know, last week right after the storm, as we surveyed what we had to work with, I really was not sure how long it would take, but I really have to give credit to a lot of people. I'll start with our maintenance, custodial, and facilities crew. They have worked, you know, at least 12 hours a day since the storm passed to clear debris, to get our contractors in place, and to survey and assess damage and take care of those major events that would prevent us from opening school. And I'll have a briefing later this morning where we get an update on that, and from yesterday's briefing that I received, we're getting very close to being able to open schools.
Wow, that's outstanding. And as I understand it, the process is going to be the principals are going to be able to get back in their own facilities today and have that familiar eyes-on look in order to find out what else might need to be done. That plus checking out the bus routes, getting trees moved to safety, that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, our process, you know, when the power's out, we send in our maintenance crews. They go by flashlight. They check internal and external. Obviously, you know, when you're just walking through a building, you don't have everything lit up. You're going to be able to see most of the problems. But once the power comes on and we know that it's safe for a principal to reenter, the principal is the first employee other than maintenance that we allow into the building. So any school that's been checked out, safe, power's on, water's on, the principal will get a call. No one goes into the school until they get a call from our maintenance crew. The principal then will go in, turn the lights on, look in every space. They're familiar with the school, and we'll see if they see something that was not seen prior. And if it's major, we still have this afternoon, tomorrow, to try to work through that. We don't anticipate a lot of that to occur, but you know, it's possible. We've been in the buildings a lot. And inside the buildings, really not much damage with the exception of home elementary and some scattered leaking roofs here and there. But most of that's pretty minor. We were able to mop it up, and it would not be something that would prevent school from reopening.
Well, that's really good news. And just one quick note, there is one school out on the beach that is opening today because they go with Santa Rosa's schedule, right?
That's correct. Pensacola Beach Charter School, they, since they're out on the island, they're close to Santa Rosa, they will start today. And they have very, very small number of students, and so we just let people know the difference. They have done a call to their parents, so we believe they've all been informed. We just don't want people to be confused.
Right.
Just because Pensacola Beach Charter happens to be a part of the Escambia School District, you hear they're going to school. Don't be confused and think it's us. We had a lot more damage in Escambia than some of the other areas. Pensacola Beach, since they got power and had water restored to their school, they were able to start today.
Very good. Now, one of the questions I know we're talking to Superintendent Malcolm Thomas of Escambia County Schools. One of the questions I know everybody has, especially this year with coronavirus, is a lot of parents chose remote learning. What is the current plan or status for remote learners, especially since even if they've got power, they may not have internet access right now?
Yeah, that's one of the issues that we will resolve over the next couple of days. We're putting together a plan. We do not want to force those parents to lose the option that they chose just because of the hurricane. So we will, when we can start back, one of the first tasks that remote teachers will do is reach out by telephone and try to make contact with their students. It'll be almost like starting school all over again. We'll try to survey who has connectivity, who does not. We do expect the internet connectivity to lag by a week or two. And so what we'll do is we will prepare paper material for those students for a week at a time. And that way it's not the same as being able to go to class. We don't want to do that long term, but it will be a stopgap process that will allow the students to remain on remote, allow them to continue to receive assignments, and then have them join the class as soon as they can. And so that will work through over the next day or two.
So as I understand it, remote learners are it's going to be a lot on a case-by-case basis or school-by-school basis to figure out who's got connectivity, how that's going to affect them, and then for the ones who need it, we're going to go to those kind of paper packets on a week-by-week basis because you're thinking internet at least may be at the outside a week to 2 weeks in some of the more damaged areas. I just want to make sure I've got it right, and people who are listening probably want to make sure they've got it right.
We're trying to plan for the worst-case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Worst-case scenario, someone may have power, they may have water in their home, but their internet's not up. That may lag by a few days or a few weeks.
Yeah.
So during that interim, only for those that don't have connectivity, we'll have an alternate plan.
Okay.
Now, if your internet's up and you have power, then we're going to get the teacher within a day or so of our restart back on schedule, having those face-to-face video classes just like we were doing before the hurricane.
Okay. So this is actually about as close to the status quo ante as you could get, where the kids with the power and internet are going to be able to do remote learning. It's for the children who may not have those resources on yet in their homes that we're going to try to do this supplemental system of a packet-based education. Okay, well, that's actually, in my mind, that's really good news because, a lot of people have power. Almost everybody has power and internet. Let's fingers crossed hope that goes as fast as possible. What else am I not asking you that you want to make sure and let parents know today? Because I know you're in communication with them, and obviously you're keeping an eye on what's going on in the school district. But what am I not asking you that you want to make sure to communicate?
Well, I would just say to parents, start getting prepared. It's very likely we're going back to school this week. So get ready. I'll be ready for the announcement. Make your plans. We're not starting today or tomorrow, Monday or Tuesday, because we still have a few tasks that we have to perform. One, have to make sure every school has power. We were down to 6 schools without power. I think that will go to 0 today. I think we'll have every school with power. We'll do our inspection with our principals. Make sure every school has water. We have to be ready, clear all our debris, solve our major problems that would be a safety hazard. And then tomorrow, we plan to have our route supervisors run through the neighborhoods as if it were a bus route, because that's the final thing that we have to know we can do, that we can navigate neighborhood roads. No problem navigating the major thoroughfare. I think they've gotten those clear and open. But once you get off the main drag, are we able to get a bus where it can maneuver a neighborhood? We know there will be places that we will not be able to get a bus through a neighborhood road. So in that case, where possible, we will reroute. We'll call the students affected. We'll change the stop temporarily until the roadway is cleared. That means those students may have to walk a little more to the bus than they would have walked previously. And we're doing that simply because we can't get the bus down closer to your house or closer in your neighborhood. If it's a long distance and we can't get through the road, then we'll work with the county, and we'll see if they can make that road a priority so that we can get someone in and clear the debris so that buses can navigate. So we've got a lot of work to do over the next day or two, but the goal is to do all that work and be able to start school as soon as possible this week.
And you had said just real quickly, you had said there's going to be you're going to do a press conference or something, an announcement today. Do you have a time set yet for that?
I don't know that we'll do anything today.
Oh, I thought you said you were going to make an announcement today. My fault. Okay. I misheard you then. No worries.
No. We announced yesterday that we're out today and tomorrow. And so for tomorrow morning at least, we're going to be conducting the activities that we've described.
Got it. Okay.
And then I think you expect an announcement tomorrow because
okay.
I have to let you know. I've only told parents about Monday and Tuesday. And so sometime tomorrow, and we'll try to go by midday so that people are informed and they have plenty enough time to prepare.
Very
but
good.
We will announce tomorrow the next step. Next step, maybe go to school. Next step, maybe I've got a problem and I'll explain the problem. But our goal is to get students back into school as soon as possible. So I'm hopeful that today and tomorrow goes well, and we make the same kind of progress we've been making over the last week, and we can get our students back to class.
Well, I appreciate that. And honestly, I appreciate the two-day-at-a-time notice instead of just a day-to-day notice. That's a little bit easier to plan around. So I appreciate that. Superintendent Malcolm Thomas, Escambia County School Superintendent, thank you so much for the time. As always, thank you for the work that you do to educate our students and to make sure that they go to school in a safe manner. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.